cracks occurring. It's over and over.
Meli Kalikimaka, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free, 888-228-4494, or 877-489-6350, and our direct lines, same area code, is 530-776-5185 and 876-9916. Our special show tonight is, we've got a very, very special guest, and I am so excited and thrilled. As you all may know, I actually have a Christmas party every year to share with each and every one of you. And tonight, our special Christmas party is all about the children. So I would like to share this with all of you before we invite our special guest for this evening. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerfish, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter. I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, torn open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the bluster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeers, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. Oh my, it's St. Nick! Oh my goodness, we have St. Nick with us. Is it you, St. Nick?
Oh, yes, Leilani. How you doing?
I am great. This is exciting. Good to have you with us this evening.
Oh, it's great to be with you tonight, Leilani.
Well, I know that this is a busy time for you.
Oh, it is. All my children have been good this year. Oh, I got a special gift for every one of them.
Yes, and I know that you have been so busy, and it's a true honor to have you come from the North Pole. And Santa, would you share with us tonight a little bit about the North Pole?
Oh, of course I will. Oh, my little elves been busy all year long. They've been getting this and the sleigh ready. Oh, they're filling it up with the toys and all the presents for the good little boys and girls all over the world. And Mrs. Claus, oh, she's been a big help this year, too. She's getting me all plumped up and ready. Oh, God. She has been a big help this year. Oh, but the sleigh is ready. Tomorrow night, I am on my way.
So I understand tonight, Santa Claus, that you have a special surprise for all the children worldwide, and they're going to actually have the opportunity to speak with you tonight. Is that correct?
Oh, it's going to be a great night for all my little children. I call them all my little children, not just kids, they're just all my little children.
So let me ask you this, Santa. Am I on your list this year?
yes. And you got a special surprise coming to you, Leilani.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I understand you brought a surprise to all of us as well tonight. Who do you have with you?
Well, on the phone with me tonight is the wonderful Mrs. Claus. And she's right with me right now. Where are you, Mrs. Claus?
Well, hello there, Santa. Yes, I am. I just got done baking more cookies for you. Would you like some more cookies?
Oh, yes, I love those cookies. Oh, I can go for hot chocolate, too. Oh, oh.
Well, I just happened to have a big pitcher of hot chocolate for you also. Got to make my Santa nice and plump for all the little boys and girls.
Oh, I tell you, Leilani, Mrs. Claus makes the best cookies. We'll bring you some tomorrow night.
Oh, thank you. Well, I want to know. Well, what is your favorite cookie?
Oh, gingerbread cookies. They are my favorite ones. They've always been my favorite from a long time ago. Mrs. Claus used to make them. Oh, she makes them every year. A secret recipe she does not tell me to this day. Oh, I tell you, it is delicious.
Well, let me ask Mrs. Santa, if I may. Mrs., I understand one of your special ingredients for your cookies is love. Would you share that with all of us tonight? Is that the secret ingredients?
Oh, you are so right, Miss Leilani. It surely is. I put whole lots of love in every cookie I bake for Santa Claus year-round. Because you know Santa, he spreads love and joy to all the little boys and girls.
Wonderful. Well, I know that tonight you're going to be accepting phone calls from the children out there.
And oh, so, yes. I can't wait to talk to my little kids.
You know, it's so funny because I know that we are on satellite. You guys are both sharing a bit of your time all the way from the North Pole itself. And so we're getting just a little bit of a feedback on this end. And so just bear with us. But oh. I want to know something from both of you. I would like to make a special request from both of you, if I may. I know that the show tonight is for the children, but is it okay with both of you if I gave you my Christmas wish this year?
Oh, sure.
Thank you. I would like Santa, for all my sisters and brothers worldwide, to have their lives filled with peace. I also ask that their hearts, their families, their friends, to be filled with love. And this would make me happy this year, is to see all my sisters and brothers worldwide to be touched by that love, by that peace, and that we come together in unity.
I'll see what I can do, Leilani. That is
it's
a beautiful
time,
one.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yes.
Time.
Oh, yes.
So, Mrs. Claus, I know that you've had some special thoughts that you'd like to share with all of us tonight, and I'd like to have you share those thoughts with us tonight.
Well, my thoughts really, Miss Leilani, is to wish all those good little boys, because, you know, I check Santa Claus's list also, and I have not seen one bad little boy or girl. on that list. That list is so big, and every one of them were awesomely, fantastically good this year. And I'm going to send out warm hugs and kisses to every single one of the little boys and girls out there, and their mommies and daddies also, because both Santa and myself love all of you.
That is wonderful. And I know that you also have some surprises for our children this Christmas season. Are you able to share a little bit of your surprises for all the children?
Oh, no. Santa, when he says there's a secret surprise, they have to wait until Christmas morning.
Oh, this is so cool. You know, I was so thrilled when I sent you both an email all the way to the North Pole asking you both of you to appear on the show so that we would have this wonderful surprise for all the children for this evening. So I personally wanted to thank you both because I know your schedule is very busy. But I do have a question. I'd like to know a little bit more about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Dasher and so forth.
Rudolph is one of our favorite reindeers up here. He is a joy, and all of them, especially Prancer. He's the one that always gets into Mrs. Claus' cookies before I even get a chance to. So he is always the nosy one, but they're all hooked up, ready at the sleigh, ready for tomorrow night's trip. They are so excited. They always love to go to all the children's houses. Oh, it is a joy.
And so I want to ask you, Mrs. Claus, what is it like to be Santa Claus's, working with Santa Claus and the elves up in the North Pole?
Well, Miss Lottie, it's an adventure every day, because every day we make toys, we sing, we dance, we play. We do it all year round. As a matter of fact, as soon as Santa comes home this year, we're going to be starting on for next year. And it's like one big party all year round.
Oh, yes. And once this Christmas is over, we start for the next year, and it takes us all year, but we enjoy every minute. It's for the children, and we love it. All the children every year are so great. We get letters, we get emails, we get everything up here. Ho, ho! We have one special little boy that is a special little boy. He wrote to me. He told me that he doesn't want anything. He just wants to be happy with his mommy and daddy. So that touched me so much. He's going to get a special present on Christmas morning.
Yes, we get a lot of children calling in or writing to us. So they even send us little videos of themselves saying we don't want for us. We want for our mom or our brother or some of the less fortunate children. And I'll tell you, those are the kids that really touch our hearts and it really puts a tear to both Santa's eyes and my eyes, because these kids, I mean, they're young. They want for themselves also, but they're willing to give up their toys for another child. And our hearts just open up to these children, and special hugs go to each and every one of these children.
Oh, that's right, Mrs. Claus. All of them are so special to us. They've been so good to us. They always leave cookies out for Santa and milk. Oh, I had one house that left me hot chocolate. Ooh. Tell you, that hot chocolate was so delicious. These children have been so good.
I must
so
tell
good.
You, children, Santa's favorite with his hot chocolate is marshmallows. He loves marshmallows with his hot chocolate.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm sorry. One of the little elves just gave me a note about the weather report here. I'm sorry about that. He was just telling me that the weather looks good for tomorrow night. Everything looks a go.
Well, we have a caller, so I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome Mario from Dansville, Illinois, to the show. Meli Kalikimaka.
Hello there, lady.
Hello.
Say something.
Oh, hello.
Merry
hello.
Christmas. Is this Mario?
Yes.
Well, hello there. Did you want to talk to Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Santa Claus, it's all yours, and you're speaking to Mario from Dansville, Illinois.
Oh, Mario, how you doing tonight?
Good.
Good. What would you like to ask for Santa?
Nintendo Wii.
Oh, no, I'll see what I can do. That is such a big, popular item on my list this year. Ho, ho. You been a good boy this year?
Yes.
You've been helping your mom and dad?
Yes.
Oh, Mrs. Claus, you want to add something to Mario's?
Well, hello there, Mario. May I tell you, you sound like such a sweet little young man there.
Oh, he does.
Yes, he does. Is there anything special you would like from Mrs. Santa Claus? Because Mrs. Santa Claus always puts a special little toy in there for every young boy and girl.
What?
She wants
her to put anything special in for you, for other kids or you.
Yeah.
Maybe that
others
could have a good Christmas. Everywhere. Yeah. And what would you like, Mario? For poor kids to have
For poor kids to have a good Christmas.
Oh, you are such a good young man. I will guarantee we are going to do our best to make all the little boys and girls happy this year.
Oh,
and
that's right. That's right.
I am sending you much, much hugs and love to you, Mario. Remember, Mrs. Santa always loves you.
And Mr. Claus, too. Mario, before you go, I'd like to ask you a little question. You've been a special good boy this year?
Yes.
I think I got your letter. Did you send Santa a letter this year?
I wrote one for you.
My grandma wrote one for you.
For you.
Oh,
for
okay, because I got that one special. Ho, ho. Tell your grandma I love that letter. And tell her that everything will be, we're going to take care. We're going to see what we can do about that list.
Just take care of everything like you do every year.
Mr. and Mrs. Claus, we both love you so much. So you be a good boy and make sure that Christmas Eve night, you watch the stars because we might be flying over your head and then landing soon.
Okay.
Mario, let me ask you a question, if I may. Will you and your grandmother be baking some cookies for Santa and Mrs. Santa?
Yes.
Will you? Do you do this every year?
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, remember now, you have to go to bed early, so that way Santa can indeed come to visit. Do you have a fireplace at your home?
I can't hear because it's so loud. Shut the door.
Hang on a minute, Leilani.
Okay.
This is angelic wisdom, by the way.
Wonderful. Lots of love to you.
Oh,
that was very, very nice that your grandmother wrote a letter in your behalf to Santa Claus and let Santa Claus know your dreams that you would like for this year. Don't you think that was wonderful?
Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Yes.
So remember now, you have to make sure you go to bed early enough so that Santa is able to come and put all your gifts underneath the tree.
Okay.
Okay?
And remember one thing, Mario. Myself, Mrs. Santa Claus, will come to your room and every other little boy and girl's room and give them all a special little hug. Just for you.
Cool.
Oh, you have a good night there, Mario.
Okay.
God bless you, Mario. You have a great Christmas.
I love you.
I love you as well.
Oh, we love you too.
And we love you too, Mario.
Thank you for calling in. That was wonderful. Bye-bye, Mario. Merry Christmas and many blessings to you. That was wonderful. I just love that. and it is wonderful, isn't it, Santa? You were very aware of who Mario was, as you normally would, right? Because there is not one child that you don't know around the world. And you were very aware that you had received a letter from Mario and his request this year. And I could just feel his heart. It was just filled with love, and he was excited about being able to speak to both of you.
Oh, Mario is a little blessing. I'll tell you. We'll see what we can do about that list of his tomorrow night. Oh,
yeah, that's right. It's tomorrow night already, and that's why I'm so grateful that you both were able to spend this time to be able to share a part of yourselves with the children worldwide, even though you guys get to do that all the time. So, Miss Claus, I want to ask you a question about the elves. Would you share a little bit about the elves with us?
I would love to, Miss Leilani.
Excellent.
What is it you'd like to know about our little elves? Well, right now, I can tell you they are packing up Santa's sleigh, and Rudolph, he's just keeping everything nice and bright for us.
Whoops, they're running right by me here. Excuse me here.
Oh, don't mind me. I like to laugh a lot, as you both probably already know that about me. But I do. I love laughter. Isn't that the greatest gift that we can give to ourselves outside of love, is that laughter?
Oh, you're so right.
Well, how is the weather, Santa Claus, up in the North Pole area? Is it abnormal this year, or is it about the same every year?
Oh, every year is different. We just had a good blizzard come through here a few days ago. So it just put a fresh new coat of snow on the bottom, and all the elves decided to go skiing instead of working. I had to yell at them. He wanted to take a break. Oh, I said, okay.
Well, how is Frosty the Snowman? How is he this year?
Frosty. Oh, he's a good helper on here. He's always outside. He's getting the reindeer ready. He's getting them all set up. He's getting the sleigh set up. Oh, wait a minute. I see him outside right now. He's getting the reindeer all set up. He's a good person.
Oh, I bet he really keeps you going, huh, Mrs. Claus?
Oh, for sure, Miss Leilani, he really does. But, you know, sometimes Frosty says he wants to take off a few inches, and we tell him he comes in, I mean, he's not going to have none, so we have to keep him outside with the reindeers. But I will tell you, a lot of little boys and girls have been requesting that Frosty comes and visits this year. Frosty will be with us this year. The only thing is he's not going to be able to come in the house. He will stay in the front yard. But he will be wishing everybody a happy Christmas.
Ho, ho, he wants to lose weight. He told me that, too. I told him he has to stay old, plump like Santa.
Well, I have another Christmas wish that I'd like to put on my list. I know that I've asked for peace and love for all my sisters and brothers worldwide, but I also have another special request that our children of our world worldwide to be safe, to be loved, to have all the basic comforts of personal security and safety, and that's for all the children worldwide.
Oh, that was a beautiful. All of our children know that Mr. and Mrs. Claus, we all love them. They can't do any wrong. We love our children. Right, Mrs. Claus?
Oh, for sure. We love all the children. Yet you are so right, Santa. They are all our children. All over the universe, they are ours. And they all get special hugs and kisses from both of us.
Well, would you guys like to take a moment to share more of your letters that you have received from the children, our children worldwide?
Sure. Oh, we get letters every day of the year. It's nonstop. We get bags and bags. We get special letters from little boys and girls who just want to have a special Christmas. Oh, they don't care what they get. And those are the special one that touches my heart. And Mrs. Claus, she gets the special ones. Why don't you tell that one about it?
Okay, Santa. Just a few days ago, we received a letter from a beautiful little boy, and he tells us that his mommy and daddy are having a bad fight, and he doesn't think daddy was going to be with mommy on Christmas, and he wanted us to keep mommy and daddy together, and that's all he wanted for Christmas. So, I am here to tell you that mommy and daddy will be there together for Christmas for you, because Santa and myself have put out a special, very special love offering to both mommy and daddy. And they both are going to be happy together on Christmas morning while you're there opening up your presents from Santa and myself.
Oh,
that's right. That's a beautiful one. Oh, Leilani, I forgot to tell you.
Yes.
There's a special message for you tonight. I know a few people down in America who are very spiritual. They told me to tell you that there are a few people in heaven who say, I love you.
Oh.
And have a happy new year.
Oh, that is so wonderful. I thank you so much, Santa. That touched my heart. Thank you for that message. And what about you, Mrs. Claus?
Well, Miss Leilani, I have a special message from a special person that you know. And the message is that this year you will have an awesome, awesome Christmas, and your New Year's is even going to be better.
Oh, my. you know what? It's just absolutely amazing. Santa and Mrs. Claus, as I suspect that both of you know already, but I've had such an incredible year, and I have so many people to thank for 2008. And the first individuals that I would actually like to honor and thank this season is all the guests that I've had on this radio show. you know, without them, they're the ones that have really made this show, and I'm extremely grateful to each and every one of them. And they all came to this show bringing some incredibly empowering words of wisdom and truth to share with everyone worldwide, and I really thank them from the depth of my heart, along with BBS Radio, the owners, Doug and Don, and also to my technician that really helps me behind the scenes to make a great broadcast. You know, these men have really stepped forward with a service of true love to bring these messages worldwide so that we have that opportunity to empower, to enlighten people worldwide. But most of all, those individuals that I would really like to send my love and gratitude to is the listeners that tune in not only to BBS Radio, but to the Universal Spiritual Connection. And it's been an incredible journey throughout this 2008 year. I'm excited about 2009. And, you know, it's really interesting because I have learned so much from all these people, my guest, to Don and Doug of BBS Radio, with my technician set, along with the listeners. My life has been so enriched this year that I sometimes stumble on my own words to convey my gratitude and my appreciation for their giving to me. And that's what it's really truly all about. And, you know, they've allowed me the opportunity to also share with them that it's time for all of us to stand united together, that we are indeed have stepped into that heaven on earth, the we generation of no more of that judgments, the deceptions, the competition, all of those things. And as you both shared with me when I sent you a personal request to be on this show, you both shared with me some of your own insights because you're way up there in high places. And so tonight, if I may impose on you to share a little bit of your insights of the greatness that we're all about to embark on in 2009. And I'd actually like to start with you, Santa, if we may.
Oh, of course, Leilani. Oh, of course. Oh, 2008 has been a rough year for both me and Mrs. Claus. 2009, I can promise that 2009 is going to be the year of all years. I promise a lot of peace, love, and happiness for everyone in the whole wide world. And especially for you, Leilani.
Oh, thank you, Santa. Thank you. Thank you. I tell you, my life is so enriched by so many incredibly wonderful people that give so much to me that, you know, I can't seem to do enough for all of them, and except for just to say thank you for an incredibly awesome 2008 year. So, Mrs. Santa, Santa Claus, what are some of your insights to share with all of us on 2009?
Well, okay, 2008 was not exactly the sweetest of years, and trust me, I apologize for that, because like Santa said, we ourselves had a tough time this year too. But I see for 2009, I see a lot of prosperity opening up for a lot of different people. I see that things are going to be flourishing for a lot of more people. And basically what I feel and I see, because I see it changing now, is a lot more happiness and people are coming more together. And it's going to be like a family unity, which is something we all missed. So I see, and Santa feels the same, that we're all going to come together in the year of 2009. And greatness is going to happen for a lot of people in the year 2009.
Yes. You know, and that's what I have been given as well. And what's really exciting is that we're, you know, for the past 6 months, we have been really seeing people coming together, united, and standing together side by side in unison of peace, joy and love, and that's been very, very exciting. And yet I always remind everyone as well is that this was a journey that we all walked together, and to always remember to stay in the moment, in the now, and that we all worked together for so many years to get where we are today. And I can see that as we would think of the the North Star shining so bright, and I can see this above so many people's heads worldwide. And I know that you both agree with that.
Oh, for sure, Miss Leilani. Yes, we do.
Oh, yes. Oh, Leilani, I got a question for you before
sure.
We go before we go to the next listener. Oh, I just got an email here. Is there a special star for you, this guy?
Say that again, Santa. I apologize.
Is there a special star in the sky for you?
Yes,
there is. I was just
is.
Told that there is one, and it's coming from the stars above. and they're telling me you know what this is.
I do. I actually do indeed. I do know what that is. And it's really interesting because you guys already know a lot of my secrets, as you do all of our secrets, is that, you know, I've always take the time out to look at the stars, and there's one special star that I'm always gravitating to, and I have a deep love for the stars. And anyway, I'll leave it at that, okay?
Understood.
So please, Santa, share more about what about this star, if you would.
Okay. Oh, I've been told that there is a special star that was given to you by the loved ones in heaven. And it was given to you.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Well, thank you, Santa. Thank you very, very much. You know, this Go ahead, Santa. I apologize.
Oh, I've been told that you've been a big help to everybody this year. So it's not only you saying thanks to everybody. They all want to say thanks to you.
Oh. Well, as you know, Santa and Mrs. Claus, you know, I love people. I always have, always will. It doesn't matter where they come from, what culture, what belief system. I've always saw the pure light of every individual that I come along. Doesn't always mean that I agree or with some of the expressions of behavior, especially when you know that when you see who they truly are of true greatness. And when I say greatness, I mean that every person on this planet has special talents. They have special gifts, even if it's just a smile, a warm smile that they share with people as they walk through their day. And, you know, we sometimes forget that a smile is priceless, or just a hello is priceless. See, here you guys got me going. And this is supposed to be for the children.
Oh, where are the children now?
I have a special request from one of our listeners, and it is from Star, and her request is, please, a special hug and love from her personally to all the special needs children of the world. And that is her personal request.
Santa's speechless.
Yes, what a beautiful, beautiful request. I want to thank Star for your personal request. That it touched me deeply. And you're so right. It's to remember those special needs children. And we want to just take a moment and send our love to each one of them. And may your Christmas be filled with love. That is the greatest gift that we can give to our children today.
I just want to say one thing.
Oops. Go ahead, Santa.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Leilani. I just want to say one quick thing to Star. Star, you are a beautiful individual. Wait until Christmas morning.
Oh, woo-hoo, I think I'm going to her house now. I am going over there. So, Santa, if you're looking for me, that's where I'm going to be. But we also have, I'd like to share, Angelic Wisdom says, don't you know when Santa gets to a skinny chimney, he shrinks to fit that chimney? Is that true, Santa?
Oh, she's giving my secrets away. Yes. Here's a special magic trick I do. Mrs. Claus taught me this. I would shrink down to almost a foot size and drop down the chimney without waking a soul.
We also have another message here that I would like to share with you, Santa and Mrs. Claus. And it's a message from Mario. Was so excited about talking to you both. He is 9 years old and thinks Santa is, and he is. The life of Christmas is so real. Santa and Mrs. Claus is very, very real. And it lives today and always will, won't it, Santa?
Oh, ho, ho, yes. Oh, I got to tell you a quick secret here. I went to a house, and not only the kids did they leave a Christmas wish, so did the parents. And it touched me.
Wow. May I share this? It says here, Santa can still give you something if you promise to be better this year. That's from Johnny. Okay. Oh, Johnny is one of the listeners. Uh-huh. Yes, he is. He said he is going to be waiting for you at the chimney.
Oh, Johnny, I got to tell you a little secret. If any little kids are up, Santa will know. Even Mrs. Claus can tell you. And if they're up, I don't go in the house until they fall asleep. And I'm always watching.
Well, we're getting close to the end of our show for this evening, and, you know, I know that this is a busy time for both of you. I can just see all the elves running around. And
oh, there goes another one. Oh, they're running around all over the place. Oh, they're little. Oh, bless them. Hi, that's a... Whoa.
I wanted to ask, if I may, because I want to give you both the opportunity to share some more of your own personal thoughts, because I know that this is, you know, you're not always able to take a moment of your time because of all the work that you guys are both doing, getting ready for the Christmas for the children and baking cookies and getting the reindeers ready and all the elves. I can hear them singing as they're busy working and checking their list twice. But Santa, if you would, share some of your last-minute thoughts with all of us tonight before we have to say goodnight.
Oh, of course. I just want to say to all the good little boys and girls, you have been so special to me and Mrs. Claus. We just want to say we love you all. We love you all from the bottom of our hearts. We love you all. Keep up the good work for 2009. Right, Mrs. Claus?
Oh, you are so right, Santa. And I want to tell all those good little boys and girls out there, it really does not matter how busy Santa and myself are during the year. We are always here to talk to you, to listen to you. You can contact us all year round. We are always ready to listen. We are always ready to send out a special hug or a special gift or something. Because we know all you kids are very good. There is never a bad child anywhere. You're all full of love.
Oh, that's right, that's right. And especially the children who leave out the gingerbread cookies. Oh, I leave them a special surprise in the morning.
Now that I know that secret, I'll be leaving out some gingerbread cookies.
Oh, I'm told that you are a fabulous cook, Leilani.
I am indeed. I love to cook. I love sharing that part of, you know, putting the food together and seeing the family come together with smiles on their faces and laughter as everyone sits and shares with each other and stuff. There's nothing greater than having family together. And I wish that for everyone this season. I'd like to extend a personal invitation to both of you. I hope that you will both pencil me in your calendar for next year's Christmas season, and let's get together and throw another Christmas party for the children so that they may speak to both of you. What do you think about that?
Oh, I love that idea. We'll do this every year. We don't even have to pencil this in. We'll be waiting for your call. Right, Mrs. Claus?
Oh, you are so right, Santa. We'll be sitting here waiting with bells on and smiles waiting for you.
Maybe next year we can also, and we'll have to see how that comes along. Maybe I should just keep that a secret until we get closer to next season. So that's what we're going to actually do. I'll wait until then to surprise everyone. But I want to truly thank you both to take a moment of your time to be with us this evening, to touch the hearts of our children worldwide. And it's been a real honor and delightful to have you both here with me and giving us a sneak peek into the North Pole and sharing the elves. And by the way, please let them know we said hello. And we want to thank them all for all the wonderful things that they do. With that, I want to remind each and every one of you, we all have walked a very interesting year of 2008. It has reached deep within ourselves this year and has brought forth many, many things about ourselves as individuals. We have learned leaps and bounds, not only about ourselves as individuals, but about each other. We have come together, united, the voice of we the people. We asked for change, and we stood together to make those changes. I celebrate your growth this year. Many of you have shared your hearts with me I have heard you. And know that each day, each breath that I take, that you're special to me beyond measurement. It is I that am stand in honor of each of you. Your growth, your challenges, whatever the case may have been, I have stood beside you, regardless if you knew that I was there. You are loved that deeply. You are greater than you can ever imagine. Continue being that pillar of light. Continue being the voice and giving your sisters and brothers the invite to be their greatness as well. Be your personal greatness. Greatness is not about ego or competition, jealousy, and envy. Greatness is about the expression of divine love for everyone. It is to see through the eyes and compassion, through the eyes of love. And know that we have great things to celebrate this season. On that note, be well to each of you. Be kind to yourselves and to each other. I love you all. God bless.
Very same reason.